Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo. With me, as always...
Oh, good morning, video games.
My name's Ben Vanell, and I've opened strong.
Yep. Everyone always wakes up and says their name.
Hello, listeners. That's how I start my day.
Yep.
My name's Adam Knox. I'm the third one.
Yep. And the three of us just went out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a thin film of sweat.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think we all do. It's kind of warm, yeah. but also we just ate Palmer's.
And then walked a good K or so.
Trying to walk them off, but if anything, it's walked it further into my blood.
That definitely feels like what's happened with me.
Yeah.
And I went straight... Before dinner, I've been at the tennis in the sun all day drinking Aperol Spritz.
Oh.
So I am just, I'm done, boys. I'm done. This is just me free falling until bed at this point.
Yeah.
You know when you just like, you get to the end of a day and you're just running out the clock until the sun goes down.
The sun don't shine?
Until the sun,
say?
Until the sun, the part of the day where the sun don't shine.
Yes.
The anal hour.
Just an hour. Yeah, that bit, that like a night where you get home and you're like, well, I've looked at my phone for 3 hours.
Yes, yes.
That's enough time.
I don't really want to commit to watching an episode of this show because I like the show and I'm going to not pay attention.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've had that where I'm like, maybe I'll play a game. I'm like, oh, I'd rather do something a bit passive.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really be bothered with TV. Well, I know what sits in the middle of those two things. Scrolling for 45 minutes through social media, looking at the opinions of people who I absolutely cannot stand.
Mm.
I wonder if there's an app already that's just scrolling. And like you don't have to look at fucking Facebook or Twitter.
Oh.
You just can scroll through different colours.
Just an endless, through different colours.
Just pictures.
So it's an infinite colour wheel.
Yeah, something you can't even have an opinion about. I guess people would go like, oh, yuck, yellow or whatever. There'd be some colour you didn't like.
I mean, I wouldn't say yuck about yellow.
Green.
If anything, I'd say white is bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really prefer or disprefer any colour, honestly. I don't even see colour. I'm a dog! But I like to... also, dogs can see colour. So many of them bark at a specific race. Blarking is what Kevin James's dog does.
Yes. Poor Blart Mall dog.
Anyway, point is, just scrolling. Just an app with scrolling and you didn't even have to think as hard as you do if you're looking at Twitter.
Well, I moved house like a month or two ago. I'm much closer to work, so I've got like an extra half an hour every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I spend that? Scrolling.
Hell yeah. So no sleep, just getting up, putting more time into the apps.
That's it, yeah.
Damn, dude.
Dude, yeah. What am I? A middle ages announcement guy?
Town crier.
Because I love scrolling.
Okay.
I love to scroll.
Yeah.
Not a town crier.
He's a bell
boy. Already know the information and they ring the bell.
Mm. Yeah, and that surely like, yeah, everything kind of came on a scroll.
Not everything. Some of it was just word of mouth.
Mm. Yeah, okay. But outside
most
of
it, I'd have said. There was one guy who got the initial scroll and went, hey, everyone, pay attention.
Right.
Because you cunts don't know what this is.
What do you think the first guy who milked a scroll was thinking?
They should build a whole scroll out of, yeah.
So the modern equivalent of him is like the guy who's just heard about something on a podcast and then is at a party passing it off as if it's...
I think I read once.
I think I read once that dogs can see colour.
Literally took the headphones out as he was turning up to the party of having heard that fact. That's what it's become, is that everyone is just listening to the same four podcasts and we're just all sharing the same information about murders.
Yes,
isn't it beautiful?
I was going to say, yeah, and aren't innocent.
Yeah.
Being that connected, though, is kind of lovely. But even though we're all separate, we're all, you know, in the same place.
Interesting, interesting.
Depression.
Yes, yeah. That's what it is.
I've watched a doco recently that I think we'll probably talk about in our bonus Patreon for this week, which is if this is the first time you're listening to the show, if you haven't listened in a bit, we've made a change to how we do the Patreon episodes for the show. It's now once a week. If you pay us $10 a month, you get an extra episode every week where we talk about pretty much anything that's not video games. We talk about other culture and stuff that we've consumed during the week.
Palmers, scrolling, anything.
As opposed to this, extremely strict regiment that we keep in here. And as a result of making that change, a lot of you have gotten on board with that, and that's great. We've now hit our target that we set for ourselves where we're going to start doing video content.
We thought it was an unreachable goal when we set it.
Yeah, felt pretty safe that we'd never have to do any extra work, but now we are...
We're locked
in. We're having our feet held to the fire on this one.
Yeah.
That's literally what Patreon does if you don't fulfill your promise. They come around to your house and they grill you. They don't literally hold it to your fire. I shouldn't have said that, but someone shows up and he goes, come on, boys.
They hold your feet to the fire festival is a documentary a lot of people have been watching.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Oh, we're still talking about what exactly format we're going to be, but it's YouTube and it's video game coverage content.
Yeah.
You would have a rough idea of what sort of stuff we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
Screaming the N-word, going over to Japan and mocking the fine people of that great nation in the street.
Yeah. We'll go to Suicide Forest.
By the way, I'll sizzle this because I will talk about it a bit on the Patreon, but I have been watching a bit of Conan O'Brien's Netflix travel show.
Yeah.
Oh, and boy, oh boy, he is a bee's dick away from just PewDiePieing it up with what he's doing.
No.
It's great. It's like... It just goes to show you how much your existing likability of someone can account for what you'll let them get away with.
Sure.
You know?
So that's what we're going to do. But yeah, it'll be like we'll do stuff together as a group on a regular basis and then have our own thing going on the channel at the same time is the vague idea at this point.
Actually, Conan's a good reference because Tommy will be hosting Clueless Gamer segments where he plays anything that's not on the Switch.
Yep.
In a few weeks, we'll be replaced by a YouTube channel that reviews cars.
Pretty great.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds great. That sounds
car.
Really, I can't get high enough
to do Jay Leno.
Yeah. I could do Jay Leno if he was like a Chicago mob boss.
You could do that as a bit where you work.
Britney Spears, sing.
I can kind of do Jay Leno.
Yeah.
I can do it with. I got seven cars.
Yeah. Jay Leno.
They all sound like cronies.
Yeah. Do a segment for the YouTube Nox where it's you in character as Jay Leno playing Forza Horizon. That would be pretty cool.
Man, look at this cat. Oh, I can't do Jay Leno.
Ah, Edinburgh,
I could do. I can do Jeremy
Piven.
No, why is Piven the first one? If you think Carr and Jeremy,
because we're both
Clarkson.
Big Entourage fans.
Yeah, huge. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it. Top Gear Entourage.
Oh, Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah, I'll punch someone.
Okay. You'll punch someone in the game.
Yeah, no, now.
Okay.
Bap.
Oh,
God,
boy.
Yeah, I punched him, and he didn't even react.
Let's never eat before the pot again.
I'm never eating again, full stop.
Yeah. Sluggish tonight.
It's the heat as well.
Yeah, I'll slug you.
Yeah.
It's been hot day.
I've been doing, I do two pods a week, and I've been finding my performance across the board ratchet in this summer heat.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
Your place is hotter than mine. My place is cool as...
Yeah.
Winter?
It cools quickly, but I haven't been in here all day, so it's warmed up.
Yeah.
It's got windows on both sides, so it heats up very quickly.
Yeah.
A little greenhouse in here.
Yeah, it goes in one side, out the other.
Mm-hmm.
But in the other as well, because east and west.
Oh, yeah.
Different directions each day. So I have a cool thing at my new house where there's like a sort of a fence on the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Not even sort of a fence. I would call it a fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
a barrier.
It's a real fence.
Yep.
And there's like a little gap. It goes kind of up to meet the ceiling of the other one. There's a little gap, and that's exactly on a helicopter flight path. So if I see a helicopter from where my couch is, it's lined up perfectly so the helicopter flies through that little gap.
That's cool.
Fuck. And it's the most satisfying shit in the world. You see a little helicopter going exactly in the perfect gap there. Brother, You're set for days.
Was it like when the DVD logo would hit the corner of the screen?
Way better. Because you knew the DVD logo was going to happen. It was an inevitability.
But you know the helicopter's going to happen.
It's a pure bit of chance that everything is lined up that perfectly. You know how the moon covers the sun and that's just by chance that we get an eclipse?
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay.
Right.
But I'm afraid of it.
That's guaranteed to happen, an eclipse. It's guaranteed to happen in certain periods of time.
No, but it's a chance occurrence that the moon is the same size as the distance away we are from the sun makes it.
It's not a chance. The
orbit, yes, it is.
The orbit of the moon and the Earth's orbit of the sun are on a set.
For us, but it could have been different. There's no reason that the moon was that size. It just happens that the moon is that
the one chance when the moon was created.
Yeah, exactly. Not like every day it might be different.
Right.
Like, I wonder if the moon will come back.
Like, if we lived on a different planet, it wouldn't
exactly
be the case.
The Martians, they get nothing.
Yeah.
Jupiterians, zip.
That's why they're all dead. They killed themselves because there was no eclipses.
I love the idea that the helicopter guy is just doing that deliberately for your benefit. He can tell. He can see that
We can see that fucking guy right through the crack there. Look at that.
Look at him.
And now he's starting to get a boner.
It does happen every... And then I helicopter it.
Oh, great.
So it's both of us. Back one against
the
other.
Wow, you're connected for that moment. It's like two long-lost lovers staring at the moon at the same time.
Two people sharing the same fact they knew because of a podcast.
Yep, yep.
Well,
no news this week, hey boys.
Yeah, no news is bad news because it leads to some awful riffs.
There will have been a Nintendo Indies presentation by the time people hear this, so apologies that we're not talking about that. Mm-hmm. Although I dare say the exact same amount of necessary information to cover.
Yeah, my guess is that it's a bunch of already existing games being announced as ports for the Switch.
Yeah. Mm.
I would guess Return of the Obra Dinn, based upon nothing.
Yep.
The Witness, based upon nothing. Mm-hmm. May even be on the Switch already. I haven't looked.
I feel like it's maybe been announced or...
Nah, I don't know. I love that game. Mm. It's really good.
Mm.
I would guess that...
It was the first thing I owned on the PS4.
Holy shit.
First thing I downloaded after I got it. Yeah.
That's
really makes
cool.
you think, doesn't
yeah.
it?
It's touching.
Yeah.
You guys were just witness to an incredibly boring fact.
Dude, let me put a line right across your mouth so you never talk again. Drag it across there.
Yeah, like one of the puzzles.
Like
in
the thing
game.
That you do in the witness.
Yeah.
Cool. There's a helicopter that lands and takes off right next to my office at work.
Yeah.
So it's a guy who takes the helicopter to work and back again.
Okay.
That's fucked.
Oh, wait, no, surely that he doesn't. You're saying that that is that guy's mode of transport to get to work.
Yes.
His job isn't to fly the helicopter.
No.
That's what I would assume.
No.
Because you're going, he gets the helicopter to and from work.
It lands at 9 and it leaves at 5 is what you're saying.
Yeah. Right.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a real estate developer and he this is work. And then he flies it home to like Portsea or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah. He has a helicopter.
Imagine having developed enough real estate.
Yeah.
Real estate just fucking going, put a building there.
Yeah. Or getting your dad to buy a fucking skyscraper and inheriting it.
Yeah.
That's taken some of the magic out of the helicopter thing now that I'm thinking about the type of fucking person who's in that helicopter.
That you think it's this prick?
Maybe.
It's this entitled rich cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going around and be like, I don't want to stay in my apartment that I have in the city tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm Jay Leno.
That's pretty funny, though. Like, living in Portsea is like, it's an expensive place to live for anyone that doesn't live in Melbourne. So it's like, this is luxury, but this is really going to cut me off from working in the city of Melbourne.
Yeah.
Unless I become so rich that I can afford the house in Portsea and the helicopter.
Yeah.
And this dude's got some poor neighbour who's worked his whole life to be able to live in Portsea.
Works at the fish and chip shop.
Every day at 5 o'clock is...
It lands in his front yard and blows the plants away every day.
Yeah. His kids get
my roses
from school flying through the window.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
How you doing,
guy.
Frank?
This guy sounds cool. I'm team helicopter.
Yeah.
Remember when we all saw that helicopter together when we were at the Nintendo Switch hands-on?
Oh, yeah.
That was the best day of my life.
Yeah. Speaking of air travel, as a matter of fact, and aircraft.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've been playing a game involving aircraft.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Ace Combat 7.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played any of the other six, more than six. Mm. There's like a whole bunch. Ace Combat 7 just came out on the PS4 and the Xbox One. You've been playing it as well, Ben?
I have. I have indeed.
I think we have opposite opinions about this game.
Interesting. Have you tried the VR?
No, not yet.
Brother, have a sick bag ready.
Yeah?
It is fucking disorienting.
Because it is fucking sick.
VR makes me sweat normally. Sometimes.
I'm generally fine with VR. I've been playing some games recently that I've loved.
You were watching movies with it on when you first got it.
That's right.
I'm fine with that. But this...
The idea of you just fucking struggling through the rev and going... Blah, 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 every 15 minutes. Oh, God.
For some reason, I'm walking around.
Yeah.
But it's fucked. It's really, really bad because you're going so fast. Mm. You turn so unnaturally. And your head is also moving.
Yeah.
So it's just completely discombobulating.
Oh, really?
Throw up.
How are you on planes? In planes?
Fine.
I'm not, I imagine you'd feel a bit weird.
No. I get motion sickness in like cars and buses, but planes I'm fine.
Because a lot of the time these sort of cockpit games are a solution for a lot of people.
Yeah, to VR, right.
Because your body knows, oh, I'm sitting in a separate object. It makes sense. I can't speak to the VR yet.
It's very intense.
Right.
It is. It's very, very intense.
So I haven't played this game yet. I thought the VR sounded really cool.
I don't
ever get motion sickness, so I should get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it a go.
If it weren't for you feeling completely sick every time,
yes,
would it be fun?
Yeah, it's really well done. It's very well done.
So, because I've been playing the main campaign of the game.
Yeah, as have I. How far in am I? I'm four missions in.
I'm going to get four.
Yeah.
I think I'm six.
Okay.
Six or seven, something like that.
Yep.
And I'm loving it, honestly.
I think I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, we don't have opposite
opinions.
I
thought you hated it.
No. I think it's really fun. It reminds me of games like F-15 I used to have, the Windows game, from 20 years ago.
Right.
And really loved that. It was one of the first games I ever played. And this sort of recreates that feeling perfectly. It doesn't reinvent the wheel, but it's a really, really fun fighter jet sim.
It is a very straightforward, very arcadey, simple, like, here's these targets, kill them.
Yeah.
Make shoot them down.
It has the, like, a sort of old-fashioned interface, which I guess it's like a fighter plane. They probably like that, of just, like, the fluoro green and the red, and it's all very easy to follow.
As someone who's actually flown in a fighter jet quite recently, I could say that it's not that realistic.
Okay.
The pitch and the yaw don't exactly correspond with, and that's as far as I can get with that, but the...
Wait, that wasn't real?
I was pretending the whole time.
Classic Adam Knox pushing the ejector seat button. Just parachuting to safety.
Ejector seat button. You were, okay, I see you're a fellow flight bird. A fellow enthusiast.
Flight bird.
I couldn't think of a term that they would call each other.
A real fellow wing commander.
Oh, another sky fancier.
Sky guy.
A sky guy. Fuck, I'm bad at this. All right.
My dad has just started volunteering at like an airplane museum, and mum's having to limit.
What is there to do there?
That
they can't just pay someone.
Stuff.
Okay, right.
I went to a museum, an aquatic museum once, and it was an older man at the counter was like, "All right, that's $10.
Mm.
Now you go clockwise and enjoy."
Yeah,
that's all. Okay. He did.
That's the sort of stuff my dad's doing. He doesn't sound as cool as that though.
Well, no one does.
But my mum's had to kind of limit the amount of time he's going there. He was telling me because she's worried that he's just going to become a full-time airplane museum nerd guy.
Oh, fuck.
She's like, "I'm worried. I'm never going to see you again. You'll be spending all your time down at that fucking airplane museum."
This was a
Mum being offered is so great.
Yeah. This was a conversation to have before he volunteered at the airplane museum.
Because he was saying, like, literally everyone else that works there is like a widow but him.
Yeah, right.
Just at least men with nothing else.
Yeah. It's for a lot of other, maybe other socioeconomic areas, it's like, he's always down at the fucking TAB. He's always down there. He's pissing our money away.
Yeah.
Like, he's always down at the aerospace museum.
Yeah.
It's a very ironic place for your marriage to crash and burn.
But Dad's like, "I'd love you to come down and see it." I'm like, "Absolutely no chance. That's never happening."
I'd love it. Where is it?
I don't want to give that location away.
You can tell me off air because I want to go.
Yeah. Maybe we could go together.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not coming. But the main thing that you do in this game is, so there's two different control options. You're flying a jet, very arcadey. It's you can either be behind the jet or like in the cockpit or whatever. But you can either control it like a jet, pull up and everything, mm-hmm. or just point in the direction you want to go. There's like simple or complex controls.
Yeah,
you
can right.
choose between. If you choose to go into the cockpit, do you get like a little coloring book? And
you're actually not allowed to go to the cockpit in this game anymore. For about right. 18 years or so, you've not been allowed into the cockpit right. unless you're really sick.
Right. Does so, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ask you if you've ever seen a grown man naked?
So the main way that you're playing, it's just mission after mission after mission of here's highlighted targets.
Yep.
Shoot them with missiles or with bombs or with guns.
Yep.
Very simple, very straightforward, but kind of in a cathartic way.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's super relaxing to play in the way that people who are really into like EDF, you know those games?
Electronic.
Like
dance.
Dynasty Warriors.
Fuck.
Yeah, electronic dance music. I think it's Earth Defense Force. There's a bunch of them, but it's just like mindless shooting.
Right.
Right.
And it's just, it feels good to play. It's good looking.
Mm.
I love the music. It's so over the top, dramatic.
Yeah.
I watched a video review of this and it was pointing out that this sort of game, not just this franchise, first of all, this franchise hasn't been around for a little while.
Sure, probably.
But also this type of game you don't see that much of these days.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a shame because, just flying around shooting shit, it's cool.
It reminds me of the MechWarrior games, which I loved, and they were very, very similar. It was just like, all right, here's your mission. You got to get to this place. There's a target.
Yeah.
And maybe some extra targets afterwards, and then you got to get home again.
And that's the one thing that I'm not really gelling with this game is the story bits justifying the dumb missions in between.
Ooh,
the story is boring at best.
Yes.
And it's a detriment to the game that it is the way it is in there. I understand this is a series that's been going for a while and it ties into some stuff maybe, whatever. I don't have that experience with the rest of the series. But it seems like someone who hasn't read a history book they were meant to, doing a report on history.
Yes.
Just very blandly going like, so Europa? No.
No. It's like
Eurasia,
Osia,
is and they're at these countries that are at war for some reason.
Three countries that are the anagrams of each other, basically. It's so hard to remember.
And I think Eurasia is a big sort of continent that had an asteroid hit it for some reason.
Yeah, that's
they mentioned
right.
some point. There's a space elevator that's important, but
I don't
know
so
why.
It sounds so much more interesting than it is.
I was about to say, everything I've read about this mentions that the story is nonsensical and fucked.
Yeah.
But, and you guys are also evidence of this now, it just makes me think it sounds even better.
It's
it just
so
makes me more
dull.
Interested in it.
It's so dull.
It's weird that it's as boring as it is.
It's poorly paced and produced.
For something
like,
that doesn't really need a story at all.
Absolutely.
Well, and it's kind of got these two different parallel stories to it, where there's one that is more interesting.
The girl one? Yes.
Where it's this girl whose father and grandfather were both pilots. She was like a hobbyist pilot.
Right.
Gets shot down at the outbreak of this war because she's flying like a drag racer jet basically that
she's like
built.
Put together out of spare parts or something
and she has to like go to a prison and do all this stuff, and her story is interesting and completely at this point I'm assuming they interact to the side of what you're doing.
Yes.
Right.
And the main in quote story is you being like this kind of unnamed pilot just
trigger
flying these missions, these sorties.
Yes.
Because you happen to be with Oshia and
European dance contest.
The fucking Princess Catalina of Eruzia or whatever. Like, there's just these dumb names with no real reason for there being this war.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very 1984, kind of like, we've always been at war with they're just the enemy.
Right.
And it's just dull, and it's all presented through like news things and just like those bland tactical maps at the start of missions. Very dull.
Yes.
I think you could quite happily skip it, honestly.
People have been. Like, we've had a couple of people playing this and commenting in the Patreon group, and they're just like, yeah, I skipped the story. Why would you ever watch the story?
I wanted to see.
I'm such a completionist of games where it's like, even if I'm hating the cutscenes and finding them laborious, I feel like, no, I've paid for this product.
Yeah.
I have to experience all of it, for better or worse.
I'm the same way.
I am the same way at the start of a game. I've started skipping the cutscenes.
Right.
As soon as I saw someone else say that, I was like, fuck, all right, I'm done with it.
It doesn't add much to it, and it's so at odds with what I'm enjoying about the game. It's not like working towards this goal and like having this thing that I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? It's just, it's more relaxing and kind of going, oh, this is mindless.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the story detracts from that.
Yeah.
Mindless in a good way.
Yes, totally.
It's so straightforward. It's so simple, but so satisfying when you're doing it as well.
If it, if the, the way that you played it was the way the interface set up was whatever, like how it presented it, the single player mode was like, yeah, you start on these like selection of missions. You start with a basic ship, a plane.
A plane is a type of ship, I guess. They call them ships, right?
Yeah.
Airship, an airship.
Okay.
Which is like a balloon, I'm pretty sure.
You don't play in a balloon.
No, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know what you can unlock.
But you start with a basic plane.
DLC,
basic,
baby.
Basic
hot
weapons.
Air balloon DLC.
Oh, no.
DLC stands for that lucky cunt. He's in a balloon.
Yeah, nice.
Look at him.
That's a great Jay Leno.
Thank you.
But if you do, you start small. You do like maybe 6 or 7 missions choices as you... complete them with better, you know, kill rates or faster. You unlock more mission options, more planes, more weapons.
You get money to unlock planes and weapons and stuff, and like a tree.
But that, and that's what you have that now in an awful story mode. If you just had that as like, it's you're just a pilot and you go and do this. Like, take the story out completely.
Yeah,
totally. And then if you wanted to add a story and put a little more. Into it, maybe. Because I am liking the bit with the actual one character who exists. And you have like a bunch of people who are like your wingmates or whatever doing the kind of Star Fox thing and going like, good shot, kid.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever. But it's not particularly interesting, any of it. Like, some of it is so poorly translated, it seems like.
Yeah.
Where,
yeah.
like, you'll get these really odd phrases like, this is the kind of shit that really chaps my ass. It's like, what the...
yeah.
What the fuck kind of weirdo are you saying? Like, that thing when you get something kind of lazily translated from Japanese or too literally translated from Japanese.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, or not even that. It's just like the translator has just been given too much free rein.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those things where it's like, there is no direct translation for this, so just feel free to put in whatever you want.
I think then it goes
really
the other way, though.
Butters my
buns.
Buns.
It's not bad.
That would make sense, at least. I think, yeah.
Yeah,
anyway.
True.
It's but it's pretty straightforward, and it's not like, if you're not up for a fairly simple arcadey type, just shooting, nothing else to it type of thing, you're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for that, I'm enjoying it.
I think it's great. It plays really well. Like, it's you just settle into how this kind of game has always played as well. Like, this feels very familiar to me as someone who has played these kind of games.
Yeah. It almost feels like literally an arcade cabinet type thing. Just going like, oh, what's this? Oh, this is fun. And it looks really nice too. Really like the way it looks.
It looks great. Like, it doesn't feel... So like, the VR was fucked, but playing it in just like... having dogfights and like going up and down. And how are you playing it? Because I sort of, I'm just in the mode where it sort of automatically recenters itself and stuff like that.
No, I'm doing the plane controls.
Yeah, I think I'll switch to that.
It's good because the reason I did it is because my brain, I think after playing a bunch of like Rogue Squadron and shit back in the day, automatically wants to control it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
The difference is really if you push left, you swing left in the plane in the simple one. But if you push left in the other one, you roll left, and then you push up or backwards on the thing to turn.
Yeah.
Like a plane.
Yeah, yeah, it's a plane.
You've never flown a plane before? Mm. How do you get to work?
I actually miss that you can't do like a barrel roll in simple controls.
I've been barreling around the fucking place.
Yeah.
And that's how you dodge missiles and stuff too, as you go, and you can like, yeah, it's stuff like if there's a layer of clouds, you can go through the layer of clouds to escape a missile.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you stay in the clouds too long, your plane ices up.
Yeah.
Stuff like that where there's enough going on to keep you engaged the
cool.
whole time.
I'd like to play. I might get it.
Yeah.
Get a stick to control it with that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn. Dress up in some little goggles and a scarf and a helmet. Sit on the top of a doghouse like the Red Baron.
Yes.
Wait for that divorce to go through.
Yeah, it does sound cool. I was going to go get it over the weekend and then I realized I would have no time to play it before we recorded. But
the satisfaction of mastering a game like that and feeling like you're a fucking sick pilot is great. There's nothing else really like it. Maybe a great racing sim, but
nothing like a game making you feel like, I reckon I could translate this into the real world now.
Yeah, yes.
I could do this.
Yes.
I could I reckon I actually could. I could fly a plane, actually. I could. When it's in the sky, I definitely reckon I could keep it up there. If there was nothing too complex to happen.
You know that after like a commercial plane takes off, the pilot doesn't do anything.
I know. That's why I'm saying I could do that.
I could sit in a chair.
Yeah, I could.
Once, if someone handles the actual bending of the knees and getting my fanny onto it, after that I could sit in a chair.
I could. So I am basically a pilot.
I would love to try actually flying a plane.
Yeah.
It would be cool.
Like taking flying lessons. Yeah. I mean, it'd be great.
Yeah. When shit kicks off as well, it'd be great to be able to just fly out of here.
Yeah. My dad can fly.
Sick.
He's got his pilot's license.
Hell yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
He should teach us all how to fly down at the museum.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
We should record one of these on a plane.
Getting into an old, like, the Wright Brothers plane, stealing it from the museum. I'm assuming they don't have the Wright Brothers plane at the wherever he works.
No. Mm. They might. I haven't been, so I can't
say check.
Absolutely. Sure. But probably not. Yeah. I could text him now and find out. You guys know this. He's fine. He was in a car accident this afternoon, which just goes to show. Stay in the air, old man.
Yeah.
Don't go on the fucking road.
You're more likely to be in a car accident than a plane accident. That is fact.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Planes are scarier, though.
So I'm just going to jump in a plane and go for it. I think that's how it works.
No, it's a lot about statistics as you're taking off after one way.
Yeah, and you're up there for just hours and hours and hours, and then finally you run out of gas and you're just plummeting and you're like,
they told me this wouldn't happen.
Trying to like crash into a BP. Will this help? If I get some gas, will this help?
Yeah, the panel going like, warning. This thing's broken.
What would you know? Haven't you read the stats, you fucking dumb light? Huh,
looks like I'm picking up some car's radio.
I should get onto it. It sounds pretty fun. All I've been doing this week is I'm up to the last boss of A Link Between Worlds.
Oh, nice.
How good is that last dungeon's music?
Yeah.
Fuck, it's cool.
Yeah,
can you hum it? Because I don't know it.
So it's not about the music so much. This is kind of a spoiler for this, but
it's about the friends you made along the way.
It is. it has multiple floors, and as you go up each floor, it
sounds like it's kind of shitty. Then if it's got multiple floors,
you son of a bitch, you know what I mean? Yes.
Damn, we're in an accident on the ground right now.
I swear to God, I will turn this plane around. Oh, I genuinely forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah, it has multiple floors
that
to this final.
Terrible, then.
To this final castle. FLOORS. Multiple levels. Yeah. Do something with that, cunt.
Yeah, sounds great.
Multiple levels, and each time you go up one, you progress to another part of the dungeon, and it changes the instrumentation up and adds another layer. So it starts off, and it's like, ba 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 ba, just like heroic fucking boss noise.
That's pretty much what it is, too. That's crazy that you remember it.
Mate, I'm gifted.
Okay, now do the second layer at the same time.
So it'll bring a trumpet in.
Yes.
Ba 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 ba. And it makes you go like, oh, fuck, yeah, I'm getting through this.
Yes.
I'm beating this motherfucker.
Yes. Now a third level.
It brings in like Ganon's theme over the top of it. They're like, ba 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 ba.
Man, get a load of the Gypsy Kings over here.
I'm wearing a fedora right now. I'm assuming they're a ska band.
No, the Gypsy Kings.
Who the fuck are they?
Bumbaleo.
What does that mean?
You know the Gypsy Kings. Do you know
Bumbaleo is that thing that the soup that Newman ordered.
No, I'll play Bumbaleo.
Bumblebee tuna.
What's Bumbaleo?
I'm going to play Bumbaleo. You'll definitely know this song. Listeners, you'll know
this song. It's that Transformers spin-off, right?
No. Stop being willfully ignorant.
Gypsy Kings sells all those like NBA jerseys and stuff in the city. You know that place. Here we go.
Ba 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 ba. It is similar. I have to give him that. It is similar. Is this Bumbaleo?
Yes.
Why would you think I know what this is?
Because it's a famous song.
I'm not a fucking Venezuelan restaurant. Why would I know what this song is?
Yeah,
this sounds like the main character in a film about drugs is going to find his partner dead. Or like it's a long shot walking up a hallway, you know?
Yeah, wait, you'll know the chorus.
I already don't. I'm already positive I won't.
Ben, do you think he knows it?
I don't think he does. I actually don't think he does.
This has got to be unpleasant to listen to. Because Tommy's just, we haven't edited that in. That's Tommy holding his phone up to the microphone.
I think
microphone.
They're aware. You know that, wait. Wait, it's nearly the chorus.
Inside out, she's living la vida loca. No shampoo you down.
Have you honestly never heard that song before?
I swear to God, I haven't.
Wow.
It is very famous.
Yeah.
I will bet my soul on the fact that I haven't.
I believe you haven't. I'm just surprised you haven't.
I agree too. Yeah. I didn't believe you at first, but now I believe you.
Anyway,
what
I love...
is there to possibly gain by pretending to not know Bumble? Yeah.
Finally, I tricked him.
Damn it!
I'm just ignorant, everyone. I mean, whoopsie.
I walk out, you're drinking your coffee, a glass smashes. You see Bumbleo written up on the wall. My limp goes away, and I get away with it for about 20 more years.
Yeah.
But what's cool about that dungeon is that, a different instrument gets added for every floor.
Yeah.
But then because you'll get to the top and then you kind of have to drop down to the bottom again.
Yeah.
So because you go, you don't just like...
Like
it's
through
not just
the middle,
added.
Like a big pillar.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So you're not just, it's not just adding on. It's the fact that you're then going down and it's kind of like dropping in and out, which makes it really cool.
It's sick. I love that type of like contextual music in games. It is so effective.
Yeah.
And it's something that only games can do.
Yes.
So unless you just followed someone around.
Sure, yeah.
Based on what they would do and played different music.
Mm-hmm.
But
that'd be cool actually, like a mood ring, but for music.
Dude, imagine, yeah, if you, I think that happens with like some running apps that it'll adjust to your running speed.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I've come up with two fucking sick app ideas if they're not real so far.
Yeah.
Honestly, an app where you could fly your own helicopter to work, like Uber, but for helicopters.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We'll call it,
Uber?
Chopper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone. They can use that.
Yeah.
But yeah, what a sick game.
I think
it's now in my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Wowie.
If you can track down a 3DS and play it, if you haven't played it, it's a fucking great Zelda game.
Yeah.
The dungeons are all... I've said this already, but never been the biggest fan of Dungeons and Zeldas. I loved all of them in this.
They're
the puddles,
really creative.
Puzzles and just way they all kind of unfurl is so satisfying.
They each have like one item from the start that you need to do the dungeon, and you can do them in any order, and they're just all built around one concept usually, and it really works.
Yeah, and you sort of go in and you're like...
Which isn't that different to most Zelda dungeons.
For sure, but I just found that the feeling of these ones where you're not quite sure where you are, you know, you go in and you're like, how does this all work in here?
Yeah.
And then you sort of slowly like unlock different parts and you get keys to other parts and then sort of starting to get a sense of the scope of it all and how it all the different areas fit together.
They're so good.
It's so satisfying.
It's like the best one of that old style Zelda.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super into it too.
So good. But that's all I've been doing. I'm trying to prioritize getting into something and actually finishing it. Rather than just abandoning it to then talk about a game that I will play an hour of for this pod. That's been my week.
Speaking of games you played an hour of and gave up on.
Here we go.
I played Robinson The Journey. I don't know if you guys remember that coming out. It was an early-ish PlayStation VR game.
Yeah.
That kind of...
I remember trailers for it where it was like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a... It looked great, I think, from the trailers. To me, at least. It was like crashed space... ship and like, oh, you're like colonizing a new planet, but everything's fucked, and dinosaurs and shit. It is really poor implementation of movement in VR,
right?
Because it's fucked. It's you move around with a control stick,
okay,
but your head also, you know, is free to look around, but you can
Ben's having a bad time in the Matrix this week.
Yeah, honestly.
Some guys just aren't built for jacking in.
That'd be so great if the Matrix, like every 20 minutes, each of the characters like... doing the backwards thing is because he took the headset off, threw it away.
I should be the most endeared to being in the Matrix.
Yeah.
And yet I'm having a tough time with it.
It should be like going home for you.
Yes. But it's because you can also quickly control your look. With the right
snaps
stick.
45 degrees.
Yeah, no, that sounds awful.
This is back when they were trying to solve that problem of motion sickness.
Yeah.
which I remember that was a big thing of like the snap controls. Resident Evil 7 has that too. Is it the one of the ones where you have the option, if you got the move controllers, to like point and warp?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, actually. Right. That could make sense for this one. Yeah,
a lot of them had like every control style they could think of early on, but I don't know if it does.
But it's also
make Astrobot, just make a new one every month.
That'd be great.
That's the way to do it.
I'd love that. Best game of 2019. Yeah. 18. Oh, maybe 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
If they bring out DLC, it could.
That lucky cunt's playing Astrobot again. Oh. That's what DLC stands for. It's official.
The gameplay and the goals of the game are so boring, so tedious, and the movement is like, sickness inducing and tedious as well, because you can't move fast, because they're like, you can't run around because that'll make you even more sick. You walk really slowly, you feel sick as you look around, and there's nothing interesting going on.
Is it like Myst or something like that, where you're just sort of solving little puzzles walking around?
But like boring puzzles that suck and aren't interesting.
So it is like Myst.
Well, it's not even clever. It's like puzzles as in like, you have to walk over here and lift up this rock out of the way so the stream can go.
Right.
It's like, well, okay, I did that and it took me slightly longer than it would in a normal game because this sucks. It was really disappointing because I thought it looked really fun, but it's all controller stuff. They had to hamper how creative the gameplay could be because it's so difficult to move around in a game.
I mean, they're figuring that out now, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I played a VR game as well.
I
played Tetris Effect, which you have both played, right?
Yes. Yes.
I fucking love it.
Yeah, I think I might go back in.
Oh my God. It is like, I think like Tetris is the best game that exists.
You do think that?
Probably.
I'm with you.
It's like, I can't fault it at least. It doesn't mean it's the best one, but it's perfect.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
To me, it is perfect.
Yes.
And I held up a series of cards to that effect around Christmas at Tetris's house.
You can't look at Tetris. Very nice. You can't look at Tetris and go, this could be like this.
It'd be better if the T-block wasn't in it. Like, there's no problem with Tetris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Tetris game you can probably make bad if it doesn't control right. You know, if it like feels weird, like the ones that you play on the fucking web browser.
You have to put a fucking helmet on just to play it.
Yeah.
You don't for this one though.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's just as good on the TV.
Right.
I fucking love it. Mm. Tetris Effect is just Tetris with cool ass fucking visuals.
I do like how the visuals and the music in this, speaking
contextual
of,
music again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you
move the piece, it goes.
And it builds up as you do more and more lines. It's fucking. Oh, yeah. I love that about it.
Dude, everything gets better the more lines you do.
Hell yeah.
And so there's a new
Friday, brother.
There's a new thing. There's a new thing.
Are we all going to that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
There is a
Nox
new
is on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. But I'll be on too. I got to what? What?
I'm not.
You're not going to what?
I'm looking after myself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I might not. I might go, but I might, you know.
We'll see what happens.
I might leave the I might leave the ski jacket at home.
Thank you for subscribing to our Patreon, by the way.
I might leave all the North Face gear in the...
Yeah. It's going to be 41 degrees. A bit hot for powder, I think.
No, you want to cool down.
That sort of weather as well. You wouldn't want to take any cocaine. So the main thing with the way that this is different from other Tetrises in terms of gameplay is that there's all the new Tetris stuff of like putting the block away and that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure, yes.
But if you...
It sounds like a euphemism.
It does.
Putting the old Tetris block away, eh?
Oi, oi, you're coming out this fraud, eh? We're going to put the old Tetris block away, I tell you.
Put the old tea on lay-by.
Yeah, do a little bit of tea spinning, if you know what I mean, all right? We're going to really crank into whatever the name of that new mode is. I can't remember it. But you push L2 or R2, and after you've built up enough...
Tetrises?
And disappeared... Rose.
Sure.
And I didn't want to say the word line again. And
we got everything we were going to get. You can trust us. Yeah. It's safe now.
Okay. Yeah. So
floors.
you push the button and it gives you like a little timer during which any line that you make will go to the bottom of the thing regardless of where it is.
Yep.
So if it and then it all drops down and you try and make as many as you can during that. And it's a small addition, but it's cool. There's
it's like
always
a boost or burst or something
and there's always something to just like to do apart from just playing Tetris, which Tetris is such second nature now that that really adds to it.
It's like the perfect flight combat thing of like, right. I'm not really thinking about this. I'm just feeling it.
Totally.
And getting into the zone. Yeah.
And if you let all the visuals and the audio and the Tetris all join together, even though like the music is good, but it's lame at points. Yep. Like there's a guy rapping about like fucking togetherness or something.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's fucking lame as hell.
It's like royalty free music.
But in the moment, you're like, fuck yeah, we're all together.
Yeah.
And it if you just throw yourself over to it, the way they each of the sort of things builds up is really cool.
Mm. Yeah. I should try it again because I played it in VR wanting it to be, not knowing what it was, not knowing that it was just Tetris with some other trimmings around it. I thought it was going to be like a VR exclusive version of Tetris. I thought it was going to be not
3D Tetris
in some way, which I was excited
about.
Tetris. But I would probably have liked it more had I known that. And I probably would like it more just playing it on the TV without the helmet.
It's so good. It's by the people who did like Luminous and stuff, which you can really see.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, which that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Mm.
And it's so good.
How
I love it.
Much did it cost?
Look, it cost $55 Australian.
Okay.
About half a gram. And drugs aren't good. And no one here condones them.
No,
I mean,
well, absolutely.
I don't want to get arrested for it.
No.
Or do them. Anyway, honestly, my body is genuinely my primary concern in that I want to, I can't think of some way to say primary concern, but as in I'm going to fuck it up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
Cool.
That's a lot.
It is a lot of money.
Yeah. It's a lot of money
for Tetris.
For a Tetris game.
For VR Tetris with all this sort of trimming. It is all trimming, really.
Mm.
But I don't feel like I wasted my money at all.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think it is such a good version of Tetris. Too.
I'm pretty sure I said this when me and Ben talked about it, but I feel Tetris to me has always been something very handheld that you play on the go, in bed or whatever it is. Plonking down in front of the TV to play Tetris does feel weird to me.
A little.
But this is not what Tetris is for.
Yeah.
I suppose so. But I think part of the reason it's that handheld thing is because that was such a good way to get into that flow state that you get in with Tetris.
Yeah.
Because you're just sort of wherever you want to be, you can get comfortable and you're locked in.
Yeah.
And the VR is doing that for me as well.
So you are
completely blocked off.
In VR.
I have done.
Yeah.
I'm doing both.
Yeah, right.
And with the VR though, you're so locked into it
that
it, and with all the music and stuff kind of taking over, it really can, like, it kind of adds.
It's pretty cool when you've got the headphones on as well. And
it's great. And even on the TV, I really, really like it. It just feels right. It clicks right.
Yeah.
Everything turns at the right sort of speed. Everything moves correctly for how you expect Tetris to feel.
Do you find it relaxing to play in that?
Completely.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's something that is so, like, fucking emblazoned into my amygdala.
Blazing saddles.
Cool.
It is, for whatever reason, it's blazing saddles into my amygdala.
Big fan of Gene Wilder. Great actor.
Mm.
Good.
Yeah, Gene Wilder's good.
Good?
Yeah.
He's great.
Okay. So he, anyway, Tetris Effect is fucking sick. If you don't like Tetris, guess what? You're wrong, but also you won't like Tetris Effect.
Yeah.
And if you're not interested in playing any more of a game like Tetris, I can understand
also
that
wrong.
Yeah, true.
I
love it.
Also I've played a tiny bit of Gris. Have you seen people talk about that? It's a platformer.
Gris.
Yeah.
Gris?
G-R-I-S.
Bumbleia?
T-Birds.
Yeah.
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 Any others?
I'm trying to remember what the one you said before was. Keep going. I'll remember it.
GRIS. It's a platformer.
Blazing Saddles.
Yes. Gene Wilder, the world's greatest actor.
Yes.
According to the personal testimony of Adam Knox.
That's what he said.
Not 2 minutes previous. Mm-hmm. I don't really know if I like it yet.
What is it?
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Yeah, it's a platformer. It sort of is similar to what you were saying before, Ben. Like, you know, puzzly kind of platformer, but the puzzles aren't involved. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit similar kind of feel to Journey,
right,
where you're just kind of moving forward, and it's all kind of pleasant and it looks cool. And I've heard from enough people that it seems like it builds up to something that's pretty cool by the end.
The artwork does look pretty sick.
See, yeah. I don't think the artwork is bad, but it's not really to my personal
It's very
personal
opposite
taste.
To your style. It's quite exactly. realistic-ish, yeah. like watercolor.
Watercolor, yeah.
I think that's a big part of it is it's like it looks good, but it's not that immediate kind of jump out yeah. thing that I like.
It
even
doesn't
though,
look like a six-year-old Andy Warhol drew it.
Exactly.
Yes.
But it is in motion. It's got this cool kind of watercolor effect. And
how long have you had that one in the tank?
Literally, I was looking at a framed picture above Tommy's bed and came to me.
Yeah.
That's from where the wild things are.
We're all recording this on Tommy's bed, by the way.
Yeah.
Like the monkeys.
Yeah. It's got very... Like in motion, it looks really cool. Like it's got this hand-drawn look that's very kind of fluid and there's like a lot of movement to the character and stuff. But it's just at the moment, I've kind of had two sessions with it where I've sat down and played it and not disliked it as I was doing it. But then, I don't know, someone's rung me and I've taken the call and just then gone, oh, I've got to do other stuff now and not gone back to it. And then not thought about it for another week
right.
when someone's messaged me and gone, oh, I finished Grizz and gone... Oh, yeah, I guess I should play a little bit more of that. You know what I mean? Like, very easily forgotten about when I'm not playing it. Maybe that just says that I'm not up to the part where it really is clicking for people. Sure. But for the moment, it's just a bit of pushing forward. Like, it's not like, oh, how do I do this? Or, oh, I've unlocked this thing that now is very satisfying to do. It's just like you're kind of moving on and nice stuff is happening around
sure.
you.
Sure. It sounds like... Because for a game that I think is quite short and pretty aesthetically driven, if those aesthetics don't grab you, you're not going to give a shit about it.
Mm. I also did hear, which I ignored, but you're best to do it all in one sitting if you are going to play it. So I don't know, maybe that's... But I'll try and put a bit more time into it because it did... The last time I played it, a couple more things happened that were a bit interesting. But,
right.
And I don't know, I kind of read enough about it that was like, oh, wow, it's got this really interesting thing that it's saying about insert the topic.
I was just like,
I think that might grate on me a little bit.
Okay. Mm.
Right.
Seeing how that's been done in other examples of games where people have gone, wow, the way it touches on these things.
Okay.
And it's like, if it's something that you have a bit of personal experience with, the difference between something that feels like, oh, it's like this person had literally the exact same experience with this as me. Mm-hmm. And that's very reassuring and that's very cool.
Or like Hollywood pandering would be the opposite. Is
not
it?
Even
like...
Hollywood pandering, just this the person who made this,
right.
their experience with it is different to me.
Right.
And it's cool that it's addressing it, but I've experienced that and I'm not getting that same wow factor that other right. people are getting
you
out
gotta,
of it. Not to say that it's bad and of course everyone's experience is different, but of course it's going to resonate more deeply for you if it feels like, oh, this is making me feel right. less alone in some way.
You got to be really careful if you're tackling a topic like being a dumb fucking loser. You've got to be. You've
I had
really
a couple of options
out.
In the chain. I was thinking going to Japan 3 times.
Yeah.
I just balding.
I went for a broad base appeal.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gris, the best platformer about big dick syndrome that I've ever played. Just this girl with a fucking monster rod trying to make her way in the world.
I got 5 pants to fit.
You're saying that didn't jive with your experience.
It didn't jive with my experience at all.
Okay,
no. I mean, it's like she's finding it troubling.
Yeah.
Right. It's not drawn in the style that I draw my dick when I fill out my journals each and every day.
If your journal is just a status update about your dick, it's looking the same.
Yeah.
Draw it again.
Yeah.
Getting on Facebook every day and posting something about your dick. It's at 53 minutes.
I was just checking the time of the thing. That's professional. You don't have to...
This is so professional.
Yeah. That is fucking professional.
Like, how dare you try and subtly do something when you're in my presence? I'll see to it that you are fucking exposed for the grubby little time looker that you are. What do we got? This week, so Resident Evil 2 at the end of the week.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is out soon.
Resident Evil 2, by the way, getting very good reviews.
I'm fucking stoked about
that
game.
Yeah, me too.
The
demo was really, really fun.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to going in on that.
Yeah.
Kingdom
Hearts 3, I'm not going to play, but it is making me want to play the other ones more to get up to it. I don't know. I might.
I'm going to play it. I want to. Okay. I want to see if it's good or not.
I just feel like even if you've played all the other ones, you'll have as much understanding what's going on in the story.
Possibly. I know who Goofy is. You know.
Which one's he?
Your Hook. He says that.
Yeah.
Hook.
Yeah.
Gorsh.
Yep.
Gorsh. Yeah, Conan, I'm taking a show back, see?
That's I'm going to rewatch Duck. The Goofy movie soon. I fucking love that movie, dude.
You've talked about it a lot.
I know.
It's your favourite movie.
It's one of the first movies I can remember absolutely loving.
Interesting.
Yeah,
tell you
really,
what's a pretty
really
goofy
loving.
Movie?
Yes.
Blazing Saddles. A lot of weird shit happens in that movie.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen it. Yeah. I've never seen Blazing Saddles. But word on the street is it's goofy as hell.
Yes.
All right, folks, what do you think?
Yeah, look, it's the start of the year.
Start of the year.
Yeah.
Games don't come out for a little while, but fuck, they come out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Resident Evil 2 is out. Anthem is soon, yeah, which is crazy. Yeah. I'm looking forward to not liking that game.
Same. Yeah. Me too.
I think it'll be a fun one to shit on.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably have more Resident Evil 2 thoughts next week. Sounds definitely. Like we're all going to go in. Maybe a bit of Kingdom Hearts, but definitely.
I'll do Kingdom Hearts, probably not Resident Evil 2 because it was too scary.
Okay. So you'd rather fucking be goofy. Slice up Mickey with a giant blade.
Yes. Yes.
Ah!
I'm in control there.
Yeah.
The one-eyed guy from Monsters, Inc. Ah!
That would be fucking great.
Oh.
Ben getting terrified of Monsters, Inc.
His job is to scare people. I don't think that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
I think that's fine to be scared of him.
All right, folks. Yeah, filthycasuals.com.au for links to the Patreon and all the stuff that we have on social media, including the YouTube channel.
The YouTube stuff will be coming soon as well. Yep. Don't expect there to be some there right now. It's... It's in development, huh?
Yeah.
But it'll be really soon.
Head over there and give it a subscribe.
Yes.
So you'll be ready for that when it comes.
Live show on sale. It's a lot of tickets have sold.
Cool.
So if you're in Melbourne and you want to come see us live and see us do some comedy.
Have we plugged that on this show probably?
Yeah.
Have we? Right.
Yeah, one time.
I plugged it. I put a thing at the start last week.
All right. Doing a live show and a little, we're going to do some comedy beforehand. So we're going to do some stand-up. Yep. Chimp Cop doing stuff for it.
Oh, are we? Okay, cool.
We've talked about it.
Well, you care. You're already going to be there.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be there early, though. But
I actually got something on.
Yeah, so that'll be fun for any of you that who like the show that haven't seen us do stand-up and Chimp Cop other comedy stuff before. That'll be a great afternoon.
Comedy festival shows are on sale now, too.
Yes.
My one is 2-for-1 ticket prices until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the option to do that for Chimp Cop.
We did. It would have been in an email and that we didn't respond to.
No, I've read all of our emails.
I don't think you read the 2-for-1 section of one of them.
Yeah. We got $24.
I wonder if it's different because of the venues.
I think it is. I think no.
So this is a conversation for off air.
No trade toll venues.
I know people like the behind the scenes kind of stuff.
A lot of the behind the scenes is me saying, no, it definitely happened.
Yeah.
And then it turning out that it didn't.
No, I read all the emails.
On my other pod, every now and then in our Facebook group, people would go, you know what would be cool for us to see? Some behind the scenes of this stuff. And it's like, you are so wrong.
Yeah.
Like the reason that's not out there is because it's boring.
All you're missing is like a quiet cough before we hit record.
Yeah. But yes, comedy festival shows. Are we all on sale?
Yep. Yeah.
So my show, Balding Cherub, which is also on in Canberra on the 23rd of March, if you're up there at 9 p.m. that night. So go check that out. But also the whole of Melbourne Comedy Festival. Adam Knox has his show.
Yep. Just go to comedyfestival.com.au and type in my name.
Yep.
That's the best thing to do.
Same with Chimp Cop.
Yep.
There's not any other shows called Chimp Cop. You won't get confused.
Or you could just type in Adam Knox and you get two search results for the price of one.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I don't know if that works, actually.
I've mentioned you in my blurb, so I'll come up as well.
Better comedian than Adam Knox is not possible, but Tommy Dasilo tried.
Oh, he's giving it a nudge. You got to have something to aim for.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Kevin Eubanks and the orchestra. I really can't do him.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.